Kenzo Atsushi and Congo 1. I am living in the city of Auckland, New Zealand. I lived in this country by order of God. I let Deputy Pastor Derek take care of the headquarters there in the United States. I'm not attached to the church and organization. I have to worry about the work. Since I'm alone in the world now, I can live anywhere. I lost my wife last year. I am living alone now. I will begin this testimony by praying for the strengthening of the hearers. Lord my God, give strength to your people to endure persecution. The Lord is our strength and refuge, renew the strength of each one. May your word strengthen and give vigor to your people. May your strength motivate them and activate their spiritual lives, giving them the capacity for their work. Without your presence in our lives, we would have no strength. Our strength is in you, Lord. Your strength gives us faith, firmness, and does not let us shake and deny the Lord. We are secure in the hands of the Lord. Let not your people fall or swing. Help them to walk in their narrow path without stumbling, but holding in your strong hands, Amen. The Lord revealed to me that I have to do a mission in a country called Congo in Africa. When the Lord told me, I saw a vision of myself entering Africa. The sky was polluted with demons. They looked like grasshopper clouds. I saw one giant boss demon as a legion of demons running up to that chief demon and said, Emperor Semiris, Kenzo Atsushi is here. This emperor demon said, Who is this man who caused a revolution in the spirit world? And those devils began to speak of my fame where I passed. The demon Emperor Semiris said, Why fear? We are many. I saw when other demons came heads to the Emperor Semiris and said, He is not anyone. He has a legion of angels by his side. Wherever he walks, the heaven is in his favor. We never managed to kill him to get him out of our way. He comes to our territory to steal our treasure. Nothing is worth in this world for us, neither money nor gold. All this are temporary. What counts for us is what is eternal, the souls. And this Kenzo already noticed that souls are more valuable than all gold on earth. They cost the price of divine blood. If they are valuable to God, they are valuable to us as well. This missionary will go to war with us, because of these souls. He came to dispute them. What can cause a man to fail in the spiritual world when he has a God in his life? He may be small, but his God is great. After this great revelation that the Lord showed me in vision, I took the plane and went down in the city of Kinshasa, Congo, Africa. I rented a hotel to stay in. The Lord told me that a Satanist acted in that place. In a vision, I realized that this sorcerer levitated and walked without putting his feet on the ground. People were amazed at the powers of this sorcerer, only I could see who were the two demons that made him fly. One demon held in his left arm and the other demon held his right arm and suspended him in the air. The Lord showed me in vision the two demons who worked in the occult life of that sorcerer. In the vision, I saw him doing a suicide ritual for several people. A man was affected with this ritual and hanged himself with a rope. He liked a woman but she rejected him. He cast the death spell on her. This woman was eaten by animals inside her while she was still alive until she died. This wizard promised, saying, if she were not his, she would not be anyone else's. This wizard cast a suicide spell in the mind of a young man who defied his strength. This young man threw himself from a building and smashed to the ground. This sorcerer cast a spell of madness on a girl. She left the house, had amnesia, forgetting that she had a family, lived in the street, until one day she threw herself in front of a car and died. This sorcerer cast spell on a Catholic priest that he had cardiac arrest and died. I saw the cars crash, planes crash. All this were witchcraft works of this wizard. I observed in the vision that this man loved to make people kill himself. He was bloodthirsty. He killed innocent people in his satanic rituals. This Satanist was stirring up voodoo dolls, making people suffer in misery, sickness, and death. The Lord revealed to me that many people had their marriages destroyed. Their financial lives were destroyed. Young people could not find their marriage partners. The spiritual life of many people was imprisoned in the hands of this sorcerer. Inside his ritual house, the Lord showed me the inhabitants of the city. The Lord revealed to me that he tied that city in the occult power so that the people would seek him for help. This Satanist made a lot of money to free people from the very spells he himself played. He would bind people in spiritual prison so that these people would go to him, and he made a lot of money. After these visions, I knew that I would meet this sorcerer. Wherever I walk on my feet, the demons warn that I would be very dangerous to the legions who command this place. I am in the territory of the demons. I have to increase my daily prayers from 2 hours to 4 hours a day. If I pray 3 times a day, I pray 6 times a day now. I always pay attention in this field of spiritual warfare where I place my feet. The Lord revealed to me the name of this sorcerer. His name is Bauka. It was not long before I met him. I saw the man in the street. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that he is the sorcerer that I saw in my vision. The Lord revealed to me, today I brought my servant there to evangelize this sorcerer. He approached me. I approached him and said, you are called Bawaka. I want to tell you that Jesus wants to save you, repent of your sins. That sorcerer looked at me and said, the man up there revealed my name to you. I never spoke my real name to anyone. The people of these cities know me as a black angel. Your Jesus must have revealed who I am and the evil things I do. You know I'm a sorcerer and I know you're a Christian. I see your eyes like a fireball right now. Your presence bothers me. That positive energy that's in your body is unlike the negative energy in me. I ask you not to touch me. I am vulnerable. I only become strong when I invoke a legion of evil spirits to enter my body. I cannot fight you now. I am not in my house of rituals where I have my spell tools to hit you. I said, I am not here to fight against you. I came to preach the word by order of Jesus. I do not feel hatred for you. I feel love and I want very much to help you find the true light. The sorcerer said, all Christians hate us. They treat us like their mortal enemies and come to war against us. They consider us as the demons themselves and you come here with your lying speech saying that you love me. Love does not exist, it is an illusion in our dark world. We believe in hatred and revenge and in death. Tell me what you want with me, what you came here to do. And I said to him, I have come to fight a war, not with you, but against your gods, and I will overthrow them, for my God is greater. When I said those words, that wizard gave an evil laugh and said, you cannot even fight with me, will you defeat my gods? Listen here. You are very lucky. I cannot occupy you at the moment. I am in a dark war with others wizards. It is a deadly black battle where the powers of the three are facing each other. I am very busy with these sorcerers and will retire from my city when I defeat my enemies. You will be next. When I destroy those wizards, I will be the only one and strongest in my city. I will kill all those wizards who are trying to rob me of my clients. As he said these words, that sorcerer levitated and walked away without touching his feet on the ground. I returned home, bowed my knees and prayed. The Lord showed me in a vision the sorcerer I had met. He was in a war of witchcraft against two sorcerers. In this war for the power of that region, there were seven great wizards. They warred with each other with death spells, all this was to increase their influence and earn more money. In this war, four wizards were hit with deadly black magic. The sorcerer Bawaka in the fight against two wizards who were wanting to destroy him could not resist his spells and died. They were bombarded with death spells. Their bodies could not resist the attacks from Bawaka. Now I understood why Jesus told me to preach salvation to him. However much the sorcerer Bawaka did to protect his life was not enough. In the vision, I saw how much he was doing in his body to protect himself from the spells. How much he bathed in herbs to protect himself. In the vision I saw when the Bawaka offered a ritual sacrifice to kill the two wizards, Bawaka spent $3,000 on sacrifices to kill his enemies. The two wizards spent $8,000 to kill him. The demons accepted the highest offer. I wanted to tell him that the demons are not friends of anyone. They do not protect those who serve him. Bawaka died in that war of sorcerers. Today it is very difficult to find Christians who would encourage me to do this kind of work. A worker in my ministry told me that it is dangerous to preach the gospel in Africa alone. I replied, I am not alone, God is with me. I am physically alone. Spiritually, I have angels and a Holy Spirit with me. I am a missionary, my mission is not to be stuck in a church that I have created. The work of God has to be spread. The world awaits me, souls are dying out there. I cannot be trapped in a temple of stones and bricks. This worker said that he cared about my life, that it is very risky to walk in those kinds of places. I said to him, no tool of man and no demonic spiritual tool can harm me. I am guarded, protected, covered with the blood of the Lamb. Fear does not come from God to paralyze his work. If I do not go to do the mission, how many souls would die without salvation? If anything happens to me, it will be with God's permission. The devil cannot touch my life. I do not fear death, for I run to the arm of death every day. Death does not want to reap me, knowing that I'm going to live in heaven. No devil is delighted that I die. They know where I'm going. They want me alive to try to win my soul. Every day they fight to win my soul. If I die on the mission, death for me is profitable. I want to meet Jesus as soon as possible. I want to be by his side forever. I'm not afraid of what man can do to me. My Jesus is not nailed to a cross that cannot save me. He is more alive than we are. To die for Jesus, to have my life sacrificed for his name's sake, I still will not be able to fully repay what he sacrificed on the cross to save me and give eternal life for me. My death for Christ. This is the least I can do for him. I will continue to relate my testimony in Africa. I bowed my knee and went to pray. God gave me a vision of a great ladder that descended from heaven to the earth. From that sky, I saw many Christians in the first few steps and others in the middle. I was on that ladder. I had climbed more than half. Since the last sight, I climbed 30 steps up to now. The Lord revealed to me and said, Kenzo, this ladder is the same as Jacob dreamed. The earth and the sky have a ligament because of the chosen ones. Jacob managed to climb those steps of perfection. From a deceiver he became a great patriarch. You are standing on more than half of that ladder, for you have climbed many spiritual steps. You have gone through all sorts of trials. You have been tested in every way, and yet you never stop praying and live a holy life. You have never murmured, but you have understood all. You have loved the brethren of other denominations in a time that Satan has put the churches at war. My people are accusing each other, and some are attacking the denominations of others. They think that I am going to snatch their churches only. All this has contributed to the division. These multitudes of peoples that you saw on the first steps have not yet reached the middle of the heavenly ladder. That means that many are not prepared for the rapture. This spiritual ladder will give access to my Father's temple. Every step is new secrets revealed by God. My Father's throne is above the top of that ladder. Every step that you climb approaches His presence. The closer to the presence I will send my angel to take you away. You have climbed many steps and approached every day of the presence of God. The curtain of heaven has been opened to you because you are on high spiritual steps. After that rapture, even this year, I will gather you. You are prepared to go to my glory. This mission will be your last test to advance more spiritual steps. When Jesus finished telling me these words, the sight of the stairs disappeared. All my humility has helped me to climb these steps. You have to empty yourself of your ego, of all yourself. I have done it in the great missions. When I gained many souls and have cures, miracles, and liberation, all this I have emptied myself for lack of merit. Most of the brothers are exalted, because of the operations of signs and wonders. The Bible says that the humiliated will be exalted. I have humbled myself too much to get where I am. Those who exalt themselves do not go up spiritual stairs. The pride has prevented many from rising, and all who exalt themselves are humbled in their strength. The Holy Spirit has revealed to me that exaltation has hindered spiritual growth. That ladder I have seen is the way of salvation. The one that reaches the top, reaches God, and will be taken from this earth. I have felt the presence of God stronger every day, as if He were by my side. For every step that I take, I feel closer to the presence of God. I have felt this presence when having lunch, taking a shower, sleeping, talking to people. This presence is very real. At the beginning of my experiences, I did not feel so much power. Now I feel like I am in heaven. I feel joy and a great peace. I told my son Robert that the Lord will gather me after this last experience. Although he is married living away from me, he did not accept it. He said that he lost his mother and did not want to lose his father. My son began to pray, fast and petition for God not to take me. My son was never spiritual, but all this dedication of trying to convince God will strengthen him more and more. Jesus had already determined that I would leave after this experience. It is no use for him to pray to change my mind. My journey on earth is coming to an end. When I went to visit the headquarters in the United States, I told them this revelation I had. Many cried. I said, "You have to learn to walk alone. This dependence on my prayers, everything I do, for liberation and healing has made you settled and complacent. It is time for you to do the same things that I do and depend only on God." I stayed in the old house where I lived. I was very worried. I do not see any brothers capable of directing that work. When I leave, the strong ministry that I built in the strength of the Holy Spirit is about to collapse with my death. I left Africa and went to the United States. I had to speak to my congregation that this would be my last experience and that I would soon leave for the Lord. Before telling the church about what God touched in my heart, I was praying and I had a vision. The Lord showed me a wolf dressed in sheep. In the vision, I asked the Lord the meaning of that. He said, "It is the vice president who takes care of the flock that you have left in his responsibility. He wants to change the sound doctrine that you left to introduce doctrines of demons." I took Derek out of the presidency, and many people told me that Derek was taking advantage of my absence and was introducing heresies inside the church. I was still in the United States and still have not chosen the person to run the church when I go to glory, but I have prayed to God to put the most prepared to direct. My son still had no spiritual maturity to take the lead. I went to church at night, and to my surprise, I saw a lady with a Bible in her hand. Her name is Emily. This sister was happy to see me. She was a girlfriend I had at the beginning of my conversion. I was not yet freed. Then she traveled. I was sad, and God gave a wonderful woman to be my wife. After many years, Emily was back in town. She was also a widow like me. We talked a lot that night after the service. We killed the longing. I went back to the house. That feeling of my youth began to wake up in me. I bent my knee and I began to pray to God to ask about Emily. The Holy Spirit revealed to me and said, "This person cannot be your wife. She will disrupt your mission. Although she has been a Christian for a long time, she has not yet been converted. She has a very strong temper and an excessive anger. You will have a lot of misunderstandings with her. If you marry her, you will go through great trials and suffering. The choice is yours. Would you carry one more heavy cross to satisfy your feeling? Or would you renounce this cross of your mission?" I said, "Holy Spirit, I choose to renounce this feeling for the growth of the work." The Holy Spirit showed me in a vision the church where I am a pastor. A group of people were in attendance hoping that I would die for them to take control. I could not see the faces, only their bodies. God did not allow me to see their faces because I knew that I would punish them. I saw the spirit of confusion entering there and pitting one to argue with the other. That strife would cause division and cracking of the ministry. That vision caused me a deep sadness. The Holy Spirit said, "All this will happen when you die. There will be many contests for power." The next day I met Sister Emily and told her my situation. I said that I could not get sentimentally involved with her and that she is free to decide her sentimental life. She became sad with me and never showed up again in my church. I went to my house. Levely was there to see me. He said, "I am in a great hurry to do the mission since that revelation of your death," and I replied, "I am getting old with each passing year. I have to race against time to fulfill the mission before I die. My days are ending. The souls need me. There is no time to do anything. Next week I will travel to the Congo." Levely said, "Let me go with you. You can go ahead. Then I will get there with some brother. Let me do this last mission with you." I replied, "All right. You can go, but choose some brothers prepared to go with you. Do not take anyone." After this conversation, I returned home. I had a vision. I saw Satan expanding his dominion through the world systems, which spread to the four corners of the world and conquered new horizons. His systems of spiritual contamination were in all spheres of earth to cause mass destruction. Its system was in the marital, spiritual, financial, health, cultural, technological, sexual, and sentimental. The world was modernized as the sin too. We cannot destroy this system that develops, but we can leave and take away the people who are under their dominion. Many people used by demons work for these systems to grow and multiply throughout the world. They spread the evil works in the world. Satan made a pact with the most powerful men in the world who built these systems and installed the viscera of Satan throughout the earth in exchange for wealth and power. The authorities of the earth are under the authority of Satan. He controls through earthly governments. Any power on earth is inferior to spiritual powers. Whoever has power on earth can be controlled by the spiritual powers of God or the devil. The governmental powers of the spiritual world are divided into three powers. The government in heaven realized by God has a heavenly hierarchy. The government of hell is where Satan and his subjects rule the government on earth. It is physically accomplished by the men who rule, and they are under the influence of demons. The forces of evil rule the earth secretly. The Holy Spirit governs only the church that has not been contaminated by the system, but the heavenly government is above all governments and allows other governments to be free to work on the earth. Satan's systems offer temporary freedom as wealth, power, prostitution, drugs, and alcoholism. I took the truth to many churches, but the people do not want to be stuck in sound doctrine. Today they choose to be stuck in doctrines of demons or sin. There are only one of these two ways. Which one do you want to be prisoners to, Jesus or Satan? The freedom granted by Jesus on Calvary is not to be imprisoned by the world. When we do what the world dictates, the blood of Jesus loses its value in our lives. There are no more sacrifices for salvation. When we return to sin after knowing Jesus, we devalue his blood. We step on the cross and spit on Calvary, rejecting the redemptive work. Do not use your freedom in Jesus to sin. He opened the door of freedom to live in heaven. There we will be really free, without worry, without sin. Here on earth, we will fight not to be slaves of our sinful bodies. It is better to be prisoners of the Holy Spirit doing what he commands, not to be slaves of the flesh. To be free is not to do what the flesh wants. Sin commands and the flesh obeys. Slavery begins with sin and continues eternally in hell. On earth, slavery is the sin of the body and its pleasures. In hell, one does not enjoy the pleasure of the flesh, and you do not do what you want there. Demons have rights over souls. The Lord showed me in a vision devils enthroned in the minds and hearts of the governors. Their hearts were dominated to put laws of persecution to the Christians. Their evil minds were controlled to surrender the world into the hands of the future Antichrist. I also saw the multiplication of sin and demons reigning over the life of every person who was not converted. Many did not want to give up sin and pluck sin out of their life by force. The kingdom of Satan was upon the lives of many brethren through sin. Church, give no place to this kingdom. Take it out of control of your lives, free yourself from the evil system of this world, dethrone the demons that work in your life, free yourself from the influence of the world, put Jesus as King on the throne of your life, let Jesus rule your life. Take control and let the Holy Spirit reign in your center. Turn away from sin, temptations, and pleasures. The Lord showed me an army of demons for the future government of Satan on earth. He took the mental control of the people with his mark, 666. The governors received the future emperor of the New World Order. I also saw several shepherds with their swords at their waist. I asked the Lord what this means. The Lord answered me, "They are the ones who know the word and do not practice it." I saw masters and doctors of theology with their hands imprisoned and the demons dragged them into the abyss. The Lord said to me, "All those who acquire the deep knowledge of the scriptures and do not practice the word are chained by the demons and dragged into the spiritual prisons of this world. I have given the sword of my word to be handled. All who do my word is managing the word in his life. The demons cannot arrest a warrior who knows how to use my word in his life. Knowledge without practices is dead works." When the Lord said these words, I remembered the theologian Demi who asked me to pray. I was powerless to teach. When I laid my hands on his head, a demon manifested. He fell to the ground and twisted. I expelled the demon in his life. The night I went to church. When the worship ended, I made a prayer and a teenager fell into a demonic manifestation. His heart stopped. I saw a demon take the soul from his body to hell. I rebuked that demon in the name of Jesus. A ball of fire came out of my mouth and hit that demon. He released the soul of that young man. That young man had died. He did not breathe. The church saw his state lying on the ground. He was dead, but when that demon lost the soul of that young man, the soul of that young man returned quickly to his body. He rose from the dead. The whole church glorified God. I will continue to relate my testimony in Africa. I bowed my knee and went to pray. God gave me a vision of a great ladder that descended from heaven to the earth. From that sky, I saw many Christians in the first few steps and others in the middle. I was on that ladder. I had climbed more than half. Since the last sight, I climbed 30 steps up to now. The Lord revealed to me and said, "Kenzo, this ladder is the same as Jacob dreamed. The earth and the sky have a ligament because of the chosen ones. Jacob managed to climb those steps of perfection. From a deceiver he became a great patriarch. You are standing on more than half of that ladder, for you have climbed many spiritual steps. You have gone through all sorts of trials. You have been tested in every way, and yet you never stopped praying and live a holy life. You have never murmured, but you have understood all. You have loved the brethren of other denominations in a time that Satan has put the churches at war. My people are accusing each other and some are attacking the denominations of others. They think that I am going to snatch their churches only. All this has contributed to the division. These multitudes of peoples that you saw on the first steps have not yet reached the middle of the heavenly ladder. That means that many are not prepared for the rapture. This spiritual ladder will give access to my Father's temple. Every step is new secrets revealed by God. My Father's throne is above the top of that ladder. Every step that you climb approaches his presence. The closer to the presence I will send my angel to take you away. You have climbed many steps and approached every day of the presence of God. The curtain of heaven has been opened to you because you are on high spiritual steps. After that rapture, even this year I will gather you. You are prepared to go to my glory. This mission will be your last test to advance more spiritual steps." When Jesus finished telling me these words, the sight of the stairs disappeared. All my humility has helped me to climb these steps. You have to empty yourself of your ego, of all yourself. I have done it in the great missions. When I gain many souls and have cures, miracles, and liberation, all this I have emptied myself for lack of merit. Most of the brothers are exalted, because of the operations of signs and wonders. The Bible says that the humiliated will be exalted. I have humbled myself too much to get where I am. Those who exalt themselves do not go up spiritual stairs. The pride has prevented many from rising, and all who exalt themselves are humbled in their strength. The Holy Spirit has revealed to me that exaltation has hindered spiritual growth. That ladder I have seen is the way of salvation. The one that reaches the top, reaches God and will be taken from this earth. I have felt the presence of God stronger every day as if he were by my side. For every step that I take, I feel closer to the presence of God. I have felt this presence when having lunch, taking a shower, sleeping, talking to people. This presence is very real. At the beginning of my experiences, I did not feel so much power. Now I feel like I am in heaven. I feel joy and a great peace. The night at home I was praying to God. I had a vision of a spiritual ladder coming down from the sky. Each staircase had people going up. 40 still had not climbed the stairs, 30 people were on the first steps, 20 people were halfway up those stairs. I saw myself on those stairs. I had passed the middle of the steps, approaching the celestial entrance, 10 people were on the same step I was. Jesus told me, "The steps is the position of every servant of mine in the spiritual world. Every step they ascend, their values increase, seals of authorities are passed in their hands. Each step they advance, they receive heavenly offices and are promoted in the spirit world. Gifts and experiences accompany it. The office of man and earthly anointing is not valid for me. The Christian can be a bishop of the church and yet his office in the spiritual world be small. And a Christian who has no office in the church can have a great position in the spirit world and be feared by the diabolical legions. The spiritual world is inverse to the material world. The small and humble to men I make great, and the great ones on earth in the spiritual world are small. Those whom men have not anointed for my work, I will anoint. I have commanded many pastors to anoint mine chosen ones, they have denied their anointing by their financial appearance. Kenzo, who raised your ministry, was it me, or the man? Look at you, how I use your ministry. If you were raised by men, you would not have gotten where you came. I do not want your name divulged in the satanic media, lest it is exalted by man. I exalt the man without needing media. I have revealed to you, the three spheres of the spiritual world, heaven, hell and the era of spiritual regions where the rule of Satan rules the earth.